I won't visit there again until I have a trustworthy connection. I won't visit there again until I have a faithful connection. The place is St. Patrick's Parish in Old Quebec City, Quebec, Canada. That's where my baptismal records are, since I was baptized in an orphanage within the boundaries of St. Patrick's. The first time I went there was the summer before entering seminary. Actually, going there was the easiest way to sort things out and get a new baptismal certificate. Two semi-retired priests ran the parish, and they were inspiring, and they hosted me so well as a seminarian. But I visited again the summer after I was ordained in order to see the actual baptismal font at the orphanage. It was a pilgrimage for me. That second visit, however, was a disaster. Although I had talked with the parish secretary on three occasions about the visit, and she assured me that they would be ready for me, when I arrived on the train in the evening, there was nobody to meet me. So I took a cab, and when I arrived with a cab to the actual parish rectory, again, no one to meet me. I left my luggage behind what I believed was a well-concealed porch of the rectory behind the bushes. I walked several blocks to find a payphone. Calling the parish number, I found that there was no way to reach anybody after hours, no emergency number, so I returned to the rectory only to find out that my luggage had been stolen. Disaster. I'll spare you the rest of the details, but suffice it to say, I won't visit there again until I have a trustworthy, faithful connection. When you travel, you want to know that things are going to work out how you planned, and people you arranged to help you at various points of the journey will actually do their part as they said they would. You really want all the major details confidently fixed before you leave home. You need faithful, trustworthy people. With my horrible experience in mind, how amazing it is that Abraham leaves his homeland, as the letter to the Hebrews tells us today, without even knowing where he was to go. And he did this at the age of 75, picking up his family and moving to a land he did not even know. He simply had the promise that God would eventually show him the place. That's pretty amazing. Why would Abraham do something so radical? Hebrews tells us that God is faithful. God was trustworthy. It's the character of God. God would get Abraham where he needed to be, and God would make them fruitful. Although Sarah was beyond childbearing years, God was trustworthy. Abraham knew that. And God is still trustworthy. There is a call from God on our life, a plan from God for each one of us. And he will absolutely be faithful, absolutely trustworthy when it comes to his role in that plan. None of us standing before the Lord in heaven one day will be able to say to him, "You dropped the ball on such and such a date. You were not faithful. You were not there when I needed you." It is simply a metaphysical impossibility that you or I could ever say those words truly to our Lord. He will never be unfaithful. Sure, there are some deserts to get through, some dark nights. Some Calvaries where we might cry out, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Even our Savior Jesus Christ experienced that. Life might feel like that sometime. But it is unchanging truth that God is faithful. And by faith, you and I always hold on to that truth. And therefore, it is totally reasonable, totally commendable, actually necessary for us to exercise the virtue of faith. It's also a gift from God at the same time. It's a virtue we exercise. It's absolutely the right thing to do, to put faith in God, since He is genuinely faithful, genuinely trustworthy. Chapter 11 of the letter to the Hebrews today is all about examples of faith from the Old Testament. Abraham is the primary example. How does he exercise faith? He is open to the call of God. He obeys the call of God. He meditates on the character of God, the faithfulness of God, the power of God to bring about what he declares, the power of God even to raise the dead. When it came to God asking Abraham to sacrifice his own son, Abraham was constantly leaning into the character of God and letting God's character give him the wherewithal to carry out what he knew to be God's will. That is faith. Do you and I know that God is trustworthy? Do we know He has the power to accomplish what He calls us to do? Do we want what God wants for us, since He is constantly good towards us? Are we ready to set out on whatever journey God is calling us to? Are we asking Him to give us direction so that we can accomplish to the best of our ability the journey He desires and end up in the place He has established? Most importantly, are we trusting Jesus Christ to guide us to our heavenly homeland? The promised land that God showed Abraham is meant to symbolize the heavenly promised land that Jesus opens to us. God, who has already committed Himself by sacrificing His only begotten Son for us, Jesus Christ, God is all in for us. God, who's all in for us, is trustworthy. Let's put our faith in Him, concretely, not just by trying to feel the faith. Abraham picked up his family at age 75 and started traveling out of faith in the faithful God. Let's pray every day, for real. Put some intimate time at God's disposal. Let's put our resources at His disposal. Let's commit to God all of our efforts and do those things we discern God wants us to do. He is faithful and will always be faithfully committed to our good. He will move us along our earthly pilgrimage like Abraham, through the grace of the Eucharist, the source and summit of our life.